You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, we have the first of a weekly catch-up with Te Pāti Māori. I will be speaking each week with co-leader Debbie Ngarua-Packer about the latest news with the Māori Party and issues in politics and Parliament. This week, we have a little introduction discussion about how 2021 has been for the Māori Party. We then go on to talk about some recent news, such as Paul Goldsmith's comments about colonisation being a good thing for Māori, and we also discuss the Māori Party's calls for an investigation into hate speech against Māori. I began by asking Debbie how the year had been going for Te Pāti Māori.
Oh, it's been really great. I mean, you know, look, we're a small party with two Māori and two probably unorthodox politicians. Because, our real grassroots have been on the front line of many kaupapa. So I'm used to being on the other side of the fence as an activist. And so it's really good to be in a place like that, to be able to shake things up, disrupt it, and, you know, also stay really focused on being true to our values. And I think we've been able to do quite a big impact for, you know, for a small little party. And I think that that's probably something that Indigenous peoples are doing around the world. So it's a really great time to be in different spheres of influence like we are in this one. And I think we went in there to use that platform to influence change, particularly from an Indigenous, you know, platform. And feeling like we're able to do that, you never feel like you're doing enough, but what you are doing is shaking, and certainly the reaction we've been getting from various camps are proving to us that that we're doing exactly what we set out to do.
Certainly coming from somebody who reads the news a lot and is onlooking, you seem to be a very strong, solidified front together, you and Rawiri, in your representation in Parliament.
I think, and you know, as Rawiri is from Tairāwhiti from the East Coast, I'm from the West Coast, we have maybe, oh gosh, I don't know, 2% of our whenua Rāwiri's whānau have, you know, a lot more. So we come from two very different backgrounds, but with an absolute conviction of the place of tangata whenua in Aotearoa, of the place of Te Tiriti, of the place of our environment and the necessity to protect for our future. So I think that's been really, 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 really easy. And the other side of it is that, you know, you go into that place and you look at how institutionalised people in big parties become, even the best. And I think we've been really lucky. You know, we had a party that was out of parliament. We've had to reconfigure it. Our staff are all under 30. We're from representative varying views. Some are urban, some are grassroots rural, some are iwi, some are never going to be settling iwi. So it's a really good mix of who we are as Māori, because we're very diverse within ourselves as well. So it's a lot, and it's a lot of fun. It's heavy, but I think, you know, we went in there with this, you know, we've got nothing to lose and everything to prove attitude. And I think particularly young ones can relate to that. I think, you know, there's a lot of bold young ones, and we really enjoy, you know, being the bridge to that generation. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's going well and that it is fun, because that's also that's important. So let's go over a couple of issues that have been in the news over the last couple of weeks. Last week, your party made a call for an investigation into anti-Māori hate speech from white supremacist organisations. Could you explain this call?
I think the first thing is that accepting that racism creates violence and it kills. And we have seen that in the past. Māori have an extreme view of colonisation and the subsequent violence that comes as a consequence of that, and have had to endure racism for many, many years. And then we've seen the consequence of that in, for example, in Christchurch, which is just horrific. So our view is that we have to at all times be seen as stopping violence. And yeah, that's effectively what we're seeing coming out of, again, a very, very minor few, but who, as we learnt from NZSIS, are going to make up 50% of the counter-terrorism activity that's going on in Aotearoa.
So I understand you have met with Minister for New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, Andrew Little, but were unable to meet with Police Commissioner Andrew Costa about this issue. Why is it so important to have these meetings go ahead?
Well, I think the first thing is that one of the things that we've been using our platform, our sphere of influence, is to highlight how normalised and how entrenched our various systems are in racism, actually in discrimination, full stop. But one of the things that we've had to do is say, right, it's our belief that the more that we fight for and address inequities in Aotearoa, and particularly inequities that are holding tangata whenua back, then the more that we're actually getting kickback from those who don't believe that there are inequities, that Māori are responsible for their own lack of well-being, their own poor stats. And the more that we do that and have a consciousness as a nation, the more that we've seen horrific fallout for Māori wards, for example. That was a specifically targeted racist piece of legislation. How we've seen it with a Māori health authority to address the fact that Māori die 7-8 years earlier than non-Māori. The other side of it, though, that we've seen is police, NZSIS, are all agencies that suffer racism. And we need to highlight and pull them up and to show them the comparisons as they happen. And not enough of that's going on. The disappointing aspect was the commissioner. For whatever reason, there was such a, oh, we're going to reschedule, we're going to well, he hasn't rescheduled, and we didn't get a text or a message or a phone call. It's 2021, it's so easy to give a text. We actually didn't hear from his office until 2 hours after the planned visit that he couldn't make it. So, yeah, that, and unfortunately, that for us is an example of how casual those responsible for some of these systems are when it comes to discussing the tangata whenua and Indigenous peoples of Aotearoa and our concerns with security.
Moving on now to some big news that was right through the news cycle last week was National Party MP Paul Goldsmith's comments about colonisation being a good thing for Māori. Your party has said that you're tired of this type of politicking exhibited by the National Party. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably one of the coolest things I've ever heard a politician say to a nation that was built off some pretty atrocious violence and displacement that we still see the traumas of today. My grandfather, and it wouldn't ever talk about our past, but as a nation, we're mature and we're okay to acknowledge it for what it was, and most importantly, to understand intergenerational trauma and to be a part of the healing of us as a nation. And to hear a politician make light of what it is that a lot of us live off and have lived on and have survived, thankfully, really rugged. It's dirty, it's low, it's unnecessary, and it does nothing but relitigate the trauma that many have had to survive. So, yeah, I think what was really gratifying is that a lot of his own peers confirmed that there is nothing good that came from colonisation. And, in fact, we are a Pacifica nation and, you know, we need to find our way forward. I think that there are people like Paul Goldsmith, Judith Collins, who just don't want to move. And I guess that moving means shifting the balance of power. It means maybe living as Aotearoa ancestors intended, which was a unified nation of the best of us, the best of our strengths as Māori, as tangata tiriti. But yeah, it's a sad indictment when you hear that in 2021. And I think, you know, those are passages that will come back in books of history and lessons to sort of show us how some of the worst we're responding and reacting to our growth.
A number of National MPs disagreed with Paul Goldsmith publicly, as you said. But do you think you can separate the views of one member of a party from the party as a whole? Or do you think it does sort of taint the culture or the vision of the party publicly?
I think the leadership, I think Judith Collins has paced herself out. They've been very aligned even with Hobson's Pledge. They've aligned themselves with those sorts of backward politics. Sadly, when you have a leader that's doing that and then you have the spokesperson for education, it doesn't really matter what other MPs are saying. And I think a party that stands by a leader that allows that type of rhetoric, that allows that type of attack on tangata whenua is one that they are all tainted with it. not once has the leader apologised or said, actually, you know, this isn't the way we should be going. In fact, she does everything she can to do the opposite. We saw a comment a week earlier about the hongi.
Do you think, is it frustrating as well having discussions of accepting New Zealand's past and moving forward brought into the spotlight by comments like this from Judith Collins or Paul Goldsmith?
That's right. I think what it is, the tragedy of it all is that it's holding us back from being our natural developed selves as not only as tangata whenua but as a nation. And there are some big issues coming down the pipeline that we can see. We can see the growth of homelessness. We can see the growth of poverty. We can see our absolute concerns for climate change and our environment. And constitutionally, I think there's a maturing and the expectation that we're going to move away and finally accept that we're not thousands of miles up by Europe. We're actually a Pacifica nation. Our legislation, our policies, our environment, in fact, our constitution and parliament should be reflecting that. I don't know what is with this guy that keeps wearing the white wig. It's time that we actually start reflecting the nation that we serve and the environment that we're at as an island nation, and reflect most importantly the youth coming through who are really intolerant of these types of politics, and they're confronting things that no generation has ever had to. They're confronting COVID. They're confronting a pandemic that is most likely going to go off in multi-generations. They're confronting climate change. They're confronting poverty and the fact they'll never likely be able to buy their own homes. A whole lot of issues, and here we are having petty scraps about the truth of tangata whenua and our nationhood. So I think it's a moment in time. I think that it's an ageing generation that just never expected the balance to move as quick. And I'm really excited that we get to be a part of that shifting sands.
That was Debbie Ngāruapeka from Te Pāti Māori speaking a little bit about a couple of issues in the news over the week. Paul Goldsmith's comments on colonisation, and then also about the call for an investigation into hate speech against Māori. We also talked a little briefly about how the Māori Party has been going in 2021. That, as I said earlier, that will be an ongoing interview with Te Pāti Māori each week with Debbie Ngāruapeka.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.